The Worcester Fire Department continues to investigate the death of Fire Lieutenant Jason Menard. Menard died last week after entering a burning three-story apartment building. Authorities say he was responding to reports of a baby trapped on the third floor. And while no baby was found, Menard did save the lives of two fellow firefighters. WBUR's Simone Rios was at Menard's funeral yesterday morning and has this report.
Hundreds upon hundreds of firefighters came to Worcester to salute their fallen comrade. Worcester resident Pat Hassett says she came to pay her respects to a man who gave everything to protect others.
It's the American way. We take care of our people. If someone's in trouble and you happen to be deployed to a unit that saves lives, then that's your job. You go in. Not everybody comes out, and that's the sad part.
Menard is the ninth Worcester firefighter killed in the line of duty over the last two decades. At St. John's Catholic Church, bells rang out to symbolize Menard's last alarm. Officials say Menard saved the life of fellow firefighter Chris Pace. Pace is still recovering from his injuries and was unable to attend yesterday's service. His brother Danny Pace spoke to the mourners, saying Menard is the definition of a hero.
His actions are the reason my only brother is still here today. And because of that, we are forever indebted to the entire Menard family.
After saluting Menard's casket, hundreds of firefighters from across New England and beyond flooded into pubs and restaurants near the church. Gary Knox is a retired deputy chief of the Malden Fire Department.
It's a brotherhood, and we all feel it no matter where it would be. If we're coast to coast and we find people coming down from Canada, it's just a brotherhood that it's all within. We'll do it for everyone, and everyone do it for us, so that's the way it works.
Knox says gathering in pubs after a firefighter is laid to rest is a tradition.
We're just toasting one for him, you know, not one, probably more than one. But that's what we do, trying to relax a little bit, take the edge off, but we're all deep-hearted right here now. We're all brokenhearted for him and his family.
Menard leaves behind his wife and three children. The Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts has set up a fund for his family. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.